4CBA, W4DJW.
WN0TR.
Hey, Tom. Good to hear you on the radio. How's Bernice?
Yeah, a stroke in the right eye. I'm sure you've heard, Dave, and thanks for asking. She's due for the surgery where they clean out the carotid artery Thursday morning.
That's tomorrow morning, right?
Yes, sir. And she's second on the docket. She'd like to be before that, I'm sure. And she's at Greenville Memorial and doing fine other than losing some vision in her right eye. She lost all of it, but some of it come back. They figured a chunk of that plaque broke off, Dave, and went up to the optic nerve.
So her left eye is still 100% and her right eye is slowly returning a little bit, maybe?
When she looks at you, she said, I can't see your face clearly, but I can see the peripheral around it. So that's a blessing because it was just zero. We just left Aldi's the other day and went shopping, and it was on Sunday, and it just went black. Yeah, you can stay in the left lane, Shelly. Shelly's driving. I mean, our daughter Shelly from up in the Detroit area flew down, and Amy's with Bernice now at the hospital. And we're just coming back from Anderson in this nice fog this morning. I had to have a podiatry appointment. You know, there's a plane up there getting ready to take off on 2-2 down here, Dave.
Well, it sounds like you've got good family support, and that's really important. That's good. I hope Bernice is in good spirits.
She's pretty wonderful, I'll tell you for sure. And we got two good daughters, and we didn't expect Shelly to come down at all. She jumped on a straight flight out of Detroit at night and come down here and surprised us when she walked in the hospital room. Don't say hi, Dave.
Hello.
She's the one that speaks to Deutsch, the German.
Oh, er spricht Deutsch. I don't know Deutsch. I know French, but I don't know German. But we lived right there on the right there close to Germany. It wasn't very far. Anyway, it's good that she's got plenty of support. If you need any help, like if you're at the hospital and you need somebody to go check on the chickens or anything like that, you know I'm just a hop, skip, and a jump away. You know, use me if you need me.
Dave, I know you well, and I appreciate that. And everybody's been wonderful on here. My neighbor Tim is taking care of the girls and feeding and watering them, and but very blessed to have good neighbors. He's the one would be to the west of us there, and Tim, he likes the chickens, and he says it's going to cost you a coconut cream pie when Bernice gets home.
When I lived over there, the guy that lived in that house back then wasn't Tim, I don't think, because the couple is Brenda and I forget what his name was. But anyway, they were nice people too. There's just a lot of good people live over in that area.
Yeah, Jim lived next to you there, I know. And he's a big old boy and got a big old diesel truck and dually. And they're really, Jim and Mary, they're wonderful people. They sure are.
Well, he was older than me back then. I don't know how much older than me, so he's got to be getting pretty old by now, right?
He's old and tottery like me, and but he must be tough because he's out there on that lawnmower when it's freezing cold or out there with the leaf blower. They got an above-ground pool. Ron Lawless is actually his name. He's on the other side of me there, on like you're going up the hill. But family calls him Tim, and he says, we're family. And Bernice keeps him well-fed with treats. And his mama used to make him coconut cream pies, but his wife doesn't cook. And so Bernice will make him a coconut cream pie every now and then, and I'm sure she will again. And that's his family. He won't even let his family have any. He hides it in the icebox.
Well, he was an outdoors kind of person when I lived there. I was like going back and forth to Michelin at that time, and I was working long hours at Michelin. So I'd see him in the mornings, and I'd see him in the evenings sometimes when I got in. But he liked to be outside more than he liked to be inside back in those days. I guess he's still a little bit that way, huh?
Yeah, and your signal will not, you won't turn off here. down here on 14 and getting ready to get on Bunkum. Yeah, he's exactly that way, and he's the one that just bought a new Kawasaki Ninja 1000, Dave.
Wow. Amy's about to talk me into letting mine go. I've never, since I was a kid, it's in single digits, I've never not had a motorcycle, so I guess at some point I got to let go of it. I need to upgrade that 96 Toyota pickup. Maybe sell both of those and get a new Toyota pickup. I don't know. Anyway, I was checking to see if David was on here. I was supposed to go teach him how to use an auto tuner. I guess we'll do that tomorrow. And I'm going to go ahead and make a trip out to the transfer station. I'm unloading more stuff out of the attic. It's amazing how much you can pile up over the years. Anyway, Tom, it's good to hear from you. And tell Bernice hello and hope she's doing well and that everybody, her whole ham radio community is praying for her. And 0TR, W4DJW.
Nice to hear you this morning. Thanks for all you do for us and the ham operators. And there's a Cadillac in front of us, and he or she, I don't know, can't see him, they're short, started to change lanes and almost drove into the side of the car in front of us. They got to be elderly. Scary. 73 thing, and I'll let you go and get a hold of who you got to get a hold of here. W4DJW and 0TR clear.
Delta 7 Japan mobile.
ND7J and 0TR. Don't know if you heard or not, Bob, but Bernice had a stroke in her right eye, and she's going to have surgery on Thursday.
I'm sorry to hear that. Well, I hope everything works out good on Thursday with the surgery. What do they have to do?
Hold or root her out that artery that's going up to your brain. Thankfully, none of it hit her brain. They did MRIs and CT scans, and the right eye, she lost a good deal of vision in it and not expected to regain it, but she can see some peripherally out of it. They figured it was a piece of plaque that broke off from the artery, Bob. It changed. We get them checked every 6 months, and it changed from 68% to 90% from October till now, and she had another appointment coming up. Well, we left Aldi Sunday, and it just went black.
For sure. Well, is she in the hospital, I'm assuming?
Yes. Yeah, it was a stroke, so they said, and she was immediately taken care of. They really were fast about it, but if something like that happens, and straight ahead, Shelley. My daughter Shelley from Michigan's driving, Bob, from West Bloomfield, and we went to Anderson there earlier for my foot, and then we're going to head to the hospital. But yeah, they were excellent down here at the Big Greenville Memorial Hospital, and I guess they're just to the wall with COVID down there. Very few rooms even available.
Yeah, well, that's what happened to my dad when he first, his problems first started a year and a half or so ago now. And he got to the hospital and sat in the ER basically for 24 hours, no food, no drink, no medicine, no nothing, because they had nothing available. It took an act of Congressman Bob Szczesny, and his big mouth to get some things done, but eventually it happened.
Daughters here, and they're pretty forceful. I don't know about Shelly. She's a musician. You know how they are. But Amy, she's the alpha male of their family, so I don't think they'll pull any wool over our eyes. But, you know, we haven't had to. When we said stroke, man, and we had a doctor's note from the retina specialist, and, buddy, they just ran us right on back there.
And yeah, I know how those musicians are, for sure, and especially from Michigan. I mean, come on. Well.
Leaders and the best, she says. She went to the University of Michigan. Where'd you live at up there, Bob?
Well, I lived in Rochester Hills. I lived in Troy. I lived in Sterling Heights. Basically, you know, north of Detroit, 40, 50 miles. I guess Rochester Hills was the last place that we lived.
Amy worked in Troy at, that was where,
Mr. Howard.
Oh, her husband works in Troy, and Amy worked for the Toyota Technical Center for 2 years there. And, oh, that was Ann Arbor, excuse me. Miss Ellie, you're right near where Mom was, weren't you? She plays in the Rochester Symphony, and she plays in the Michigan Philharmonic. But, yeah, she in West Bloomfield's pretty close.
My brother lived in West Bloomfield, and actually, when I moved into Troy, Michigan, Waddles Road, or 17 Mile, was actually dirt. Square Lake Road was dirt. South Boulevard up there was dirt. I'm not sure if your daughter knows where Emerald Lakes is. Those were gravel pits when I moved into Troy. A couple of the high schools weren't even there when I moved in. They had Troy High. That was it. So things have changed a great deal since I lived in Michigan. But I don't really mind being down here, especially right now. I hear they got some snow and cold up there.
Crappy weather. It's this crappy weather. There's no snow. It makes me mad. It's like, I want snow.
She likes snow. She's weird.
Old enough to not like it. After, when you start to get older, that snow stuff kind of starts to become a little bit less than happy. And once you're out of it, you don't want to go back to it, I can tell you that. But she's still a youngster. She's still, you know, got years to go.
Oh, she's 53. I was making her younger than it. It makes me feel old, Mom, and I'm only 47 and dyslexic. Sorry, imagine you got a phone call. Dudley, Mom, this is 0TR.
And D7J.
Roger, go ahead, Mom.
Yeah, I just sent you a text. I was sitting at a light, so 53, geez, that's young. I remember when I was 53. Of course, you probably don't remember when you were 53. Let's see, probably 45 or 50 years have passed since then, huh?
That's one.
Well, I won't. I'll stop. I'll give you a break today since Bernice is in the hospital. I'll give you a break today and show you some respect. So, anyway, what else is new, Tom?
You know, the good Lord's got a place for liars, and it's a lot hotter than where you're at.
All righty, well, anyway. So, you guys are heading to hospital. When you go to see Bernice today, please tell her I said hi and give her all our best. We hope she has a speedy recovery.
Yeah, she just made some homemade summer sausage here just a few days ago. I was thinking about you, and I was telling Chad that you really liked that recipe, and she's got him one saved wrapped up in tinfoil here. And, boy. And she did a really great job on this one. I think she might have done something a little different, but not much.
I used to be quite often, and actually, instead of putting it in the oven in a water bath, I've been putting it out on my smoker, and it really turns out good. I just made up about 8 pounds of fresh kielbasa the other day. Fred and Mary liked it so much, they asked me to make them 5 pounds. So I made 8 pounds, five of it slated for that.
It really looks good, Bob, the picture of it you sent me.
It comes out, I don't know.
I said, that really looks good, Bob, that kielbasa that you made. But it just was more than Bernice wanted to tackle. But I'm glad you enjoyed that summer sausage recipe.
And, I've been making bratwurst. I've been making kielbasa. I've been making summer sausage. And I'm going to take my hand at pepperoni here soon.
Shelly said, I like that, too. I'm not too much on, well, this looks like Patrick's truck, but I doubt it. Matt Cole Tool's truck here. But you're quite the chef, and Shelly's husband is, too. He's a big hunter and does elk and deer and stuff like that. And other things.
I'm a sausage maker for...
Oh, did you? She got him a sausage maker for Christmas, Mom. This is in 0TR.
Grinder. I just bought a professional size style grinder, and I've already got a stuffer to stuff the casings with, and I've got all the goodies that I need. But having the stuff you need to make sausage really makes it a lot easier.
And then she don't have to stuff. Bob, we're approaching the hill here in front of the house, so great to hear you. I'll pass your well wishes on to Bernice, and we miss seeing you. Talk to you later, man. ND7JN0TR, 73's Bob.
All right, I'm 73 to you. Hey to Bernice. Hey, Shelley. Enjoy North Carolina, and enjoy Michigan for all of us. That's 73 November Delta 7 Japan.